It's 7:43. I'm Teresa Wills. On this West Virginia morning, girls rock. We visit a music camp in Whitesburg, Kentucky that is empowering young people. This is West Virginia Morning. New unemployment insurance claims in the Ohio Valley began to taper off this week as states make their way through the backlog of applications amid business closures forced by the coronavirus pandemic. But local economies still face a staggering number of unemployed, and many of those who are out of work are still awaiting help. Becca Schimmel has more.
About 211,000 people in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia joined those seeking help during the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic. About 1.8 million in the three states have sought help since mid-March. Backlogs of unemployment insurance claims continue to be a problem. Some people's claims were initially rejected. Others, like Bart Fox, say they don't know why their claims haven't been processed. Fox says his attempts to get answers have resulted in hours on hold.
It's been extremely confusing as to why I haven't. Nothing's been processed. I've written emails like most. I've called like most. Haven't received an email back or a call back yet.
Fox works at a hotel bar and restaurant in Louisville. He filed for unemployment in March when he was furloughed. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said this week the state would work to address all the backlogged claims that were filed in March. Beshear said the state is down to about 29,000 backlogged unemployment claims from March. Fox says he's frustrated and worried about bills that are coming due, including rent.
It's like, there's a disconnect somewhere, because a lot of these things that they're saying and the numbers they're putting out, it's like, I know way more people that haven't gotten their benefits than have gotten them. So something's missing.
Another Kentucky resident, Zach, asked that only his first name be used in this story out of concern for his future employment. He says he was also furloughed from his job in recreation in March and applied for unemployment assistance right away. He still hasn't heard anything, but he's been calling most days trying to get answers.
So I was very patient at first. After the first 3 weeks and nothing, and it kind of seemed like I was being put on the outside of everything, I did start to get a little panicked, frustrated.
Both Zach and Fox agree with their employer's decision to close their workplaces in an effort to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. And both plan to go back to their previous jobs, but it's been over a month without income and they're running out of patience. Another decision is coming their way as governors in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia are starting to release plans for how to reopen businesses. But it's unclear who will be enforcing safety standards, and with daycare facilities and schools still closed, it may be hard for people to safely return to work. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.
This weekend's episode of Inside Appalachia features a story about a program that is helping young women and girls find empowerment through rock music. Girls Rock Whitesburg in Whitesburg, Kentucky is a music camp for female, gender-fluid, non-binary, and trans youth. Over the course of a week, campers learn an electric instrument, form a band, and write songs. At the end, they perform in front of a live audience. Last summer, Folkways Core reporter Nicole Musgrave followed two campers who reinvented a traditional protest song to respond to events in their community.
The name of the camp is Girls Rock, and today, that's exactly what they're doing. Meet Cheyenne, the drummer of one of the camp's newly formed bands.
My name is Cheyenne Gladson. I live in Cumberland, Kentucky. I'm 18 years old. I wanted to play music for a really long time because I go to a lot of shows, but I never played, but even though I obviously wanted to.
And Adeline, her bandmate.
I'm Adeline Allison. I'm from Harlan, Kentucky, and I'm 17 years old. I've always been drawn to music, but I've only played music with men, which is fine, but I've never really met any other women who play music before.
Whenever you're stomping, like, freaking stick your tongue out or wink, you're just like...
Girls Rock Whitesburg launched in the summer of 2018, part of an international network that supports camps like this all over the world. This is Cheyenne and Adeline's second year at camp. They both say last summer was empowering.
I was able to find some confidence musically and personally.
We don't really realize like how much of a necessity that is, you know, to have confidence in ourselves. You know, that's not conceited. That's not bad to love yourself, you know?
Cheyenne, Adeline, and their third bandmate, Lara Helene, are all camp interns this summer, so they're calling their band The Interns. This year, they wrote the camp's theme song.
Just a little chant for our girls to, you know, say out loud and remember that they're strong, and they can use their voice and they can be loud. It's just such an important part for like all these young girls to remember, because so many girls feel like they don't have room to talk, you know, or like even if they do, no one's gonna like value their opinion. But that's not true at all.
Voicing opinions, especially on social issues, is a big part of what Girls Rock is about. In addition to music instruction, campers participate in workshops on topics like sex ed and anti-oppression. And they discuss difficulties in their personal lives and conflicts they see happening in the world. This week, some campers have written songs about their experiences with bullying and sexism. Last year, Cheyenne and her band wrote a song called Melt the Ice to speak out against immigration and customs enforcement. Girls Rock Whitesburg is part of a long Appalachian tradition of protest music written by women.
Melt the ice! Melt the ice! Melt the ice!
Come all you poor workers, good news to you I'll tell, how the good old union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
That's Florence Reese in a 1980 recording, singing her song, Which Side Are You On? It was a response to the bloody labor struggles she witnessed in her home in Harlan County. During the 1930s, when Reese wrote it, other female activists in eastern Kentucky were also using music to speak out against injustices in their communities.
If you go to Harlan County, there is no neutral there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on?
In the song, she condemns coal operators and law enforcement, and she calls on miners to organize. On the surface, songs like Which Side Are You On that draw on the ballad and old-time music traditions might not seem to have much in common with the punk tradition that many girls rockers draw from. But there's more in common than meets the eye. The common thread is dissent. At Girls Rock Whitesburg, the traditions mix and meld. Organizer and music instructor Michella Phipps even has a name for it.
I just like to call us kudzu punks. Whether it's a fiddle or whether it's an electric guitar, it's kind of that same thing. We're telling stories and we're expressing things that happen to us in creative ways.
Carrie Carter, another instructor, sees the overlap between the past and present.
A lot of what happens in old-time music in like the 1800s and early 1900s is, you know, fighting against oppression and fighting the man and fighting systemic issues.
Cheyenne hears similar strains in the music she and Adeline are learning to play at Girls Rock.
Punk music's just kind of saying what you feel and what you like, what you think should be said, you know, like just expressing yourself, and you can do that. Or they can definitely hear you because you're so loud, you know?
Following in the path of Florence Reese, the Girls Rock campers are learning the connection between music and activism. When it came time for the interns to choose a song to cover during their final camp performance, they chose Which Side Are You On?
The old song about the miners in Harlan, just because of like what's happening right now.
At the time of this interview, back in the summer of 2019, dozens of coal miners and their families had taken up residence in the middle of a train track in Harlan County, just 20 miles from here. They were blocking a shipment of coal to protest against their former employer, Black Jewel, which had recently gone bankrupt, laid them off, and then failed to pay their remaining wages.
My dad was playing that song when he was driving me home yesterday. We passed the protesters in Harlan, the miners who are protesting on the tracks in Cumberland. I've always loved the song, so it's kind of cool to see it be relevant again.
We're behind all the miners. Like, we support them 100%. Like, we want them to get their money. The company has still not paid them, and they're not really worried about it, you know? But the more people that we get in on it, I feel like they can't ignore us.
It's the final day of camp, and a crowd has gathered on a grassy hillside for the band's final performance. The interns play the camp theme song they wrote, along with a cover of the song I Want to Be Your Girlfriend by Girl in Red. They close their set with a performance of Which Side Are You On? Along with electric guitar, drums, and bass, the interns have added fiddle and banjo to their version, as a nod to the song's place in old-time music repertoires. Their bandmate, Lair Helene, introduces the song with words of support for the Black Jewel mining families.
Support miners, support people over profits. Yeah. Support these mountains. It is a place worth fighting for and not just a place worth leaving. So this one is called Which Side Are You On?
Come all you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old mining has come here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Nicole Musgrave in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
To hear more of this weekend's episode of Inside Appalachia, tune in Sunday morning at 7 or Sunday evening at 6 here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. When they appeared on Mountain Stage in 2010, Hot Club of Cowtown were touring in support of their Texas swing album, What Makes Bob Holler? This tribute to the pioneer of Western swing, Bob Wills, and his Texas Playboys found the band covering classics like Stay a Little Longer and Faded Love. Our song of the week, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, appears on their 2003 album, Continental Stomp.
Day you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Thank you.
That was Hot Club of Cowtown performing I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, live on Mountain Stage. To hear this and more, tune in Friday and Saturday night at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from CAMC and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Brittany Patterson produces our show. Our news director is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.